Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
From the first chapter of St. John's Gospel, verses 1 through 4. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, the darkness does not overcome it. It was Dr. Luther who once said that God has written the resurrection in every leaf of springtime. And in his Easter hymn, the 6th century poet Venantius Fortunatus sings, "Earth her joy confesses, clothing her for spring. All fresh gifts return with her returning king. Bloom in every meadow, leaves on every bough. Speak his sorrow ended, hail his triumph now." Here in the Northern Hemisphere, Easter coincides the coming spring. Now wonderful it is that this should be so. Creation itself pointing to the resurrection of him through whom all things were made. The Son, who with the eternal Father and the life-giving Spirit is in fact the maker of heaven and earth and of all things visible. Yes, today we celebrate the resurrection from the dead of him who is not only our fully human brother, but also true God, dwelling with the Father and the Holy Spirit in light and joy everlasting. Of him, St. John wrote, "In him was life, and the life the light of men. In him was life, and the life was the light of men." In Jesus, those who followed him had seen the light of love, a depth of mercy and compassion, a tenderness and a power to heal, radiant holiness that unmasks the folly and futility of sin, a light of love that had utterly transformed their lives. And if that light could indeed be destroyed, then those who loved Jesus and had been loved by him could only conclude that hatred is stronger than love, death stronger than life, and this world's darkness more powerful than the light. For if that light could be extinguished, sealed in the darkness of the tomb, then all that would remain for Jesus' disciples and for us would be, if not utter darkness, then at best a twilight kind of light, consisting of a little affection and a little hatred, together with plenty of indifference. A twilight kind of life, in which people become heartless competitors with one another, and in a real sense, strangers to one another. A twilight kind of life, which comes to its finally pivotal conclusion in the total darkness of the grave. Yes, in those terrible hours when Jesus lay dead and buried, his disciples hiding behind locked doors for fear of their lives, it seemed as if the powers of darkness had indeed overcome the light. But in reality, although hidden from mortal eyes, the victory had already been won. For when the powers of darkness unleashed all their hatred and fury on this Lord of love, love remained love. Father, forgive, Jesus prays, and goes on loving to the end. And so that shameful death, which looked like the defeat of love, was in fact love's victory. For through that life-giving death, the sin that separated us from our Maker has been forgiven. Satan's power to accuse us has been destroyed. And death itself is vanquished because God himself has descended into death and filled it with his love and light. But on Good Friday, love's victory was hidden. On Easter, that victory is revealed, for Christ is risen. And because he is risen, we can now truly live, not in the twilight of indifference, nor in the darkness of despair, but in the joy and power of our risen Lord and Savior, whose we are through our baptism, into his life-giving death and resurrection, as St. Paul teaches us. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, and we have in our baptism, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection. And so we live in the power of our baptismal union with Christ, dead and risen, dying to our selfishness and fears, dying to everything that makes this world so narrow, so cold, so cruel, and daily rising to that new life in which even frail earthen vessels like us and ourselves become, ever dimly, ever fleetingly, the bearers of that joyful light which dawned in the open tomb. Oh, the darkness is, of course, still there, both around us and, more distressingly, within us. But the darkness within is forgiven through the cleansing blood of Jesus. And no darkness of grief or pain can ever finally overcome the light of the risen Lord. For by his death he has destroyed death, and so made of death a loving Father's strange way of bringing his beloved children to the final victory. The unending joy of that heavenly city which has no need of sun or moon to shine upon it, for the glory of God is its light and its lamp is the lamb, wherewith all saints and all the holy angels we shall celebrate the joyful marriage supper of the Lamb, of which this holy sacrament we are about to celebrate is both the pledge and the foretaste. For under the lowly form of the consecrated bread, we mysteriously yet truly receive that body which death could not hold. Under the lowly form of the consecrated wine, we mysteriously yet truly receive the precious blood, of which the poet Fortunatus said, earth and stars and sky and ocean, by that blood from stain are freed. Oh, the great joy meeting our risen Savior and Lord here at his altar this blessed Easter day. No mere memorial of a long departed friend, but the living presence of the Lord who on this happy day overcame death and the grave and opened the kingdom of heaven to all who put their trust in him. To him be glory together with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life.